This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because today's a Guardians Day, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but there's a lot of things I got to get off my chest. Because when you guys go to the stadium next Sunday, they better be selling soups in the commissary. Excuse me, the concession stand, because that's what it is now. I hope they have ramen noodles over there at the concession stands at the stadiums. Because, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Browns Prison. That is it. Put your trust in the Lord. Your ass belongs to them. That's it.
Hold on.
I am done. I have seen it. I have heard it. Did you hear his post-game press conference yesterday? He went the exact time he needed to go, and that was it. And did you hear his voice? Did you see his face? He's holding it in. This is a man who knows where this is going, and it's going straight to Browns Prison, and he's going to be the one to pay for it. We know where this is going. People keep calling in. Tony, you know it. They keep calling in. You know, Stefanski's the problem. Barry's the problem. Next caller, Stefanski's the problem. Next caller, Watson's the problem. Guys, we're headed towards a house cleaning. They're all going to go. They're all going to go. Pick your poison, because they're all going to go. And that's where we're headed for this. I'm sorry, I'm saying too much already. You got to get your words in too. But this is the last chance I think I'm going to have where I actually have passion around this.
It's going to be really hard to get those shanks in with the plastic bags they make you take into the stadium.
No, there's a guy, Larry Lawton, who taught me about suitcasing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. He's repeating the same lines during the press conference, guys.
Well, there's no reason to even have the press conferences anymore.
It is apparent. It is so glaringly apparent. They don't trust him. Ken, why did they kick the field goal in the fourth quarter? They didn't get any closer. You know why? Because they don't trust the offense. They don't trust the players on the offense. Jed Wills sucks up the room every chance he gets. And then it didn't make any matters even better because I saw the great Megan Donovan tweet out that he was giving daps and hugs and hand pounds and laughing and giggling on the sidelines with all his pals from the Philadelphia Eagles as they tried to get their season righted. And we are 1-5 and have lost a month straight of football games. And he doesn't trust the quarterback because there's nowhere else to go. You can't do anything over the top because you have a back line of the end zone to go there. So it was either fourth and goal. They had to kick the field goal after the stupid false start because they don't trust him. They don't trust the quarterback. They don't think very much of him. That's why they called a bunch of screens. That's why they did a bunch of short passes. And I'm supposed to take 11 or 12 off of one, by the way, off of one blown coverage with Jerry Jeudy as some sort of resurrection of this entire scenario, Tone? No. I'm sorry. I love Mary Kay. She is a close personal friend, and she's been good with my kids. But I can't do the functional offense anymore. Because you know what functional offense is? At best, under 500 football. So the only way that I can make any of this good, well, that's the thing. That's
99
the
was functional more functional offense. Than this.
Functional offense.
2016 you know was more
you
functional than this.
Our co-host on a Tuesday is one of your leading scorers, and he's a safety. That's a functional offense. The safety's one of the leading scorers on a functional offense. So we have to what? We have to see this through? See what through? There's no light at the end of the tunnel. This is a life sentence. It's over. And the only way out that I can give anybody any hope at all, anybody any hope, is that if he keeps starting, that means they'll keep losing. And then you can have the conversation about Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders, who looks sensational in a loss, by the way. I was more impressed of him because he lost Travis Hunter. Here I am talking quarterbacks all over
here
again, Tone. Here we go.
It's October.
Here we go. Owen, get it ready. Call Dion. Call Prime. I want him off the sidelines of Colorado. I want him the co-host for Nick Wilson on the afternoon. Say it, Owen. Say the name.
It's time for the afternoon prime.
The afternoon prime, 2-7, yep. Starting next year when they draft Shedeur Sanders. That's the only way you can take any positivity. So you know what it is? It's the poster of Rita Hayworth over the hole that we're digging. And now we're all just going to be Tim Robbins for the rest of this season. It's over. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't think much of him. He knows this is a losing enterprise. That's it. You have a radio show host who's one of your leading scorers on defense.
They got to give him the ball more. Roddy McLeod needs
the ball more. Put him in the backfield because in the words of all of us Browns fans, it can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. Might as well try that. It can't get any worse. Give the play calling to Ken Dorsey. I don't care. Give it to it ain't gonna work. Give the play calling to Ken Dorsey. I don't know why we want to give the play calling to the guy who got fired for his play calling. Go right on ahead. I'm getting emails. Bill Belichick's going to save this. Bill Belichick, the guy who made a defensive coordinator, his offensive coordinator in New England. But you know what? A lot of fans go, Ken, we've lost four in a row. Can't get any worse.
That might be an improvement.
It can't get any worse. The other guy, I feel bad. I love Myles Garrett. I love Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio is a buddy. He's a good man. Rodney's a good man. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve this. They don't. Rodney's going to finish. He has what they're wanted. They got five. What, they got 11 games left? Rodney, God bless him, has 11 games left in his NFL career. He's a good man. I can tell he's a good man. He doesn't deserve this. These guys, they don't deserve it. Joel Bitonio doesn't deserve it.
Now, what happens if McLeod...
I don't really even talk to David Njoku. I don't think he deserves it. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is too young to not deserve it. I want to look at DeJuan Jones and feel bad for him. Jack Conklin, God bless him, finally came back. It's been a long haul for him. And you know who is really not going to deserve it? The guy that they'll trot out on Sunday to cover for all this, and that's Nick Chubb. Nick really doesn't deserve it. The problem is that they'll put him out there, and we'll all cheer, and he will cover up for it. And then they'll kick off. We're just not going to turn bad things into cheer for Nick. He can only do so much. They're going to kick off on Sunday, and that quarterback's going to go out there. And if he doesn't look like a complete 180, he'll go to listless land, and they will boo him without mercy. Without mercy for 3.5 or 4 full quarters. They don't care. They don't care. It's not even about begging him to make the switch. I've lost that argument already. I didn't even bother to make it because I knew where they were going with this.
Did you believe yesterday? Is there a chance for a change? I know what Stefanski said yesterday about the Deshaun Watson. He's still our quarterback. Could that change by next Sunday? Are they really trotting Deshaun Watson out in front of that home crowd?
Oh yes.
And the rest of the teams.
No, they're not. They're not.
So then what is stopping all of our fans from putting all their money on the Bengals and hate watching the Browns
They can do whatever they want.
You know how ugly a scene that is going to be?
Take solace that every game he starts and every game they do it together with, again, you can go, well, Kevin Stefanski put him in a bad spot. Okay, yeah. So Kevin Stefanski is the only coach that needs bad quarterbacks. It's all not on Kevin, right? It's all his fault. Like, yeah, he's the head coach of the football team. And by the way, he'll pay the fiddler. They'll move on from him. He knows it. You hear how he sounds in the postgame? Does it not sound and look like a guy who's holding it in?
I'm just surprised we're not getting an honest Kevin Stefanski at this point.
You will.
Because he's kind of earned that, right? Hasn't he earned it? He might not have earned any more power in the organization with the contract extension that he got very late in the offseason. But one thing Stefanski's earned because of the respect he has around the league is the opportunity to speak freely on things. He's still not speaking freely about this stuff. I'm actually a little surprised. Because if he went up there and he told the truth about Deshaun Watson, would anybody blame him?
No. Lost to a guy who's still cussing out his fans after a win. Nick Sirianni. That's how functional they are over there.
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday, the Eagles wanted nothing to do. They were getting booed off the field at halftime.
So I had to get that off my chest because I can see this going in a bad direction, and I got to say it while I still have the passion to say it. I had to say it, Tone. I'm sorry. I took all the air out of the room. I had to say it while it was still in me. Okay, I apologize.
Well, this is just the beginning because I think this is about to be ugly a week in Berea as we have seen. Because you know
Guardians.
What, the players they heard the head coach yesterday.
Go Guardians!
And if you thought the body language was bad yesterday, Wait till you see the leaks that come out of that place this week, because it is about to explode.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.